fitter, happier. A program about your health, for your health.
It is Fitter Happier, so good morning and welcome. April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month, and it's a good time to remind ourselves of what we can do to look after each other and our community. In Perth, there are support services available for people who have suffered from sexual assault or abuse, and with us today is Kylie Lawton from the Sexual Assault Resource Centre to tell us more about what they do. Good morning, Kylie. Welcome, and thanks for joining us.
Hi, Pam. Thank you for having me.
So glad to have you and so glad to hear a little bit more about it. It's really important that we know what's going on, especially over the course of this month. Can you tell us a little bit more about your role at SARC?
My role? I'm the manager of the Sexual Assault Resource Centre. So I run all of the services that we have operating out of our home base in Subiaco. We run a variety of different services here. We have a 24-hour emergency service across metropolitan Perth. We provide medical care, forensic examination and counselling support to people who've been sexually assaulted within the previous 14 days. And we also have a counselling service that is run across the whole metro area to people who've experienced sexual assault or abuse at any time in their lives. It's a free, confidential service. We're not part of the police. We provide support to people to decide what they want to do. And if they want to involve the police, they can. But to be honest, lots of people come to us via the police. They have contact with them first, and that's okay too. We've got highly qualified, experienced staff that work here at SARC. Some people have been here for a really long time. We've got female medical doctors, and we've got both female and male psychologists, social workers and clinical psychologists working with us, so we can kind of cater to every need. And we believe in offering choice to people so that when you've experienced that loss of agency that sexual violence can give to people, that you have the chance to get really good information, make choices about what you want to have happen next. We have a bit of a saying here at SARC, nothing about you without you.
It's a pretty lovely saying, and that's definitely something to be considered. What does SARC offer the community, and where can we find you? You've just gone over that a little bit, but a little bit more info about where people can find SARC, right?
We have a home base that's in the metropolitan area. We've got a 24-hour emergency line for recent sexual assault. That phone number is 086-458-1828, or a free call from a landline on 1-800-199-888. And we've got emergency telephone counselling from 8 in the morning until 11 o'clock at night. So you can ring that same number and access a counsellor to talk about what's happening for you. And we've got a fantastic website with loads of printable resources for people who've experienced a sexual assault or have a loved one who's experienced a sexual assault. We've got some great FAQ sheets, some youth resources, resources for the LGBTQI community and for the disabled community. And we've got a range of things for Aboriginal people that talk about experiences of sexual violence and how they affect you.
It's pretty great to have that kind of body of work of resources to be able to reach into. But what kind of longer term impacts can sexual violence have on those who have experienced sexual assault?
Sexual assault has a huge amount of impact on people across their lifespan. There's obviously the immediate response of what happens in the moment that you're experiencing sexual violence. People can have anything from a flight or fright response, and it's not uncommon for people to freeze in a sexual violence situation, and that can sometimes lead you to having long-term thoughts of, did I do enough? Did I do enough to stop this? Was I appropriate in the moment? People continue to have thoughts about the sexual violence. You can often experience flashbacks or nightmares. You can be triggered by things that remind you of what happened. It can be long-lasting. And some people do better than others. It's not unusual for you to have periods of time where you feel okay and then periods of time where it's overwhelming and you have to have someone to talk to about it. And that's what we try and offer here at SARC, is a place for you to talk to someone.
Those longer-term impacts are something that obviously we don't always think about. You know, we're thinking about the immediate response. We're thinking about what we can do. So it's good to know those longer-term impacts, especially raising awareness for it during the month of April, it being Sexual Assault Awareness Month. If someone is assaulted or maybe unsure if they have been, what should they do?
Look, they can give us a call here through at SARC. Just chat with one of our counsellors. They'll talk to you about your experience and they can talk to you about different options that are open to you. Just making a phone call to us doesn't necessarily tie you into coming to an appointment with us. You could also chat with the police sexual assault squad if you wanted to, and the option to talk with your GP is always there. pressuring or coercing someone into having sex is illegal. It's illegal to give someone alcohol and drugs to purposely take advantage of them. And everyone has the right to say no at any time, no matter how things started. And so we're well aware across the system with ourselves here in the health department, with the community-based GP services, and also with the police services that are available, that, you know, your choices feel taken away from you at that point in time. So there's really no wrong road. If you contact any of those places and have a chat, you can talk it through and decide what's right for you and what you want to do next. It's a good idea to see a doctor as soon as possible after a sexual assault to make sure that any medical issues such as sexually transmitted infections or unwanted pregnancy or injuries are addressed. And we've got a range of those services available here. But if you want to go through your GP, you can. Remember, if you're really badly hurt, you should go to the emergency department and get immediate help.
It's something to be considered for sure. So there's processes that we have to go through, and it's good to know them, because sometimes if you've gone through that, or you maybe know someone that has, then you might not know what the course of action should be. What advice would you give someone who has a loved one affected by sexual assault?
Responding well when someone that you care about shares their experience with you makes a huge difference. And quite often people who have experienced sexual violence, what the first person they tell will set the standard for what they expect everyone else to do in terms of understanding and joining with them. So if someone tells you that they've had an experience like that, believe them. They've really got no reason to lie. Listen to them. Never blame them. Ask them if you want to hug them or touch them or offer them physical comfort. Ask them for permission before you do anything like that. And explore the options that are available to you. We have a fantastic resource on our website, which is a downloadable booklet on offering support to people who've experienced sexual assault. It's really great for parents, friends, loved ones and carers. And you can get help for yourself if you need it too. You know, it's hard to hear those stories. It's hard to listen to those things, particularly if you know both parties, if you're aware of both of the people who are involved in the event. It can be really tough on you to listen to that information. So reach out for yourself as well.
It's definitely something that it's good to have a framework for, of understanding, and it's good to know what to ask, what to say, and how to say that. What message would you like to give anyone who has experienced sexual assault and may be listening today?
Look, sexual assault can happen to anyone at any time in all walks of life. There's no rules for who is a victim of sexual violence. You have the right to say no at any time. Forcing you to do something that you don't want to is a crime in Western Australia. You're not on your own. Don't sit and think that you can just wipe this away. We are here to help and talk it through. We can direct you to other resources if you need it, and don't feel like you have to do everything on your own. Don't suffer in silence. Please step forward. We'll do our best to support you.
Thank you so much for joining us on the record today, Kylie. It's been a real joy to hear from you, and it's really important what we're talking about. For more information, people can obviously head to the Healthy WA website. They can head to the wnhs.health.wa.gov.au/other-services/SARC. Now, that's SARC. It's really a joy to hear from you, and it's great to hear from you across Sexual Assault Awareness Month. Thank you so much for joining us, Kylie.
Thank you, Pam. Thank you for having me.
That was Kylie Lawton, manager at the Sexual Assault Resource Centre. You can find out more information about Sexual Assault Awareness Month at nsvrc.org/SAAM, Healthy WA at the Healthy WA website, healthywa.gov.au. If anything in this conversation today was upsetting or you want to find out more, you can get in touch with 1-800-RESPECT. That's 1-800-737-732. The Sexual Assault Resource Centre is a free service located in Perth, providing crisis services to people who have experienced a recent sexual assault in the last 2 weeks. They have counselling and sexual assault but all the services are available for all sexualities and gender identities aged 13 years and above. If you need to contact them, they have a 24-hour crisis line at any time of the day or night, 7 days a week. You can get them on 6458 1828 or 1-800-199-888. Now, all of that information can be found at the websites we just listed as well, but if you need to, you can just look them up. SARC, all the information can be found there.